الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you of something which has almost completely disappeared in our lives, which is stillness and silence. We live lives which are, to put it politely, absolutely frenetic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings, and He created also animals, in a state where the brain, and starting with the brain but also the rest of the body, goes into frantic activity only in the time of an emergency. If you watch any wildlife movies, see how a lion walks when he normally walks. You will never see a lion hurrying. There's no such thing as a hurrying walk in a lion. It walks very slowly and in a completely relaxed way. So putting one foot deliberately after the other foot, very relaxed. But when it has to put on a burst of speed to catch its prey, it goes from 0 to 50 miles an hour, not kilometers. It goes from 0 to 50 in 1 second. But the rest of the time it is absolutely relaxed. Now this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Allah created us to react with speed in the time of an emergency. But unfortunately we have made our life such that we constantly live in a state of emergency. Our lives are full of inputs, sound, sight, all kinds of inputs, continuously. And the more we fool ourselves that we have become advanced, all that we have done is we have created gadgets. And because of these gadgets, the number of inputs has increased. So, just to give you an example, in the old days there was one phone. And that phone was a fixed line. It was in your office or it was in your home. When it rang, it rang. You answered it or somebody else answered it. They told you and you went and talked to whoever it was. Now we have the phone in our pocket. Many people have two phones. One for the left ear, one for the right ear. And constantly those phones ring. Then that was not enough, so we invented WhatsApp. Or we invented, Bahut Badi Musibat, BBM, or some other stuff, chat stuff. And so now we have this constant thing going ping, 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 and those messages come. And then so on and so on. And then social media. I don't know what that is supposed to mean. Anyway, social media. The point is that constant inputs on the brain, they prevent us from doing the thing which is of greatest benefit to us, which is reflection. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited us and advocated for us and recommended to us reflection. Tafakkur, tadabbur. On the Quran itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ عَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Allah said, don't they reflect on the Quran? Allah did not say, don't they read the Quran. He did not say, don't they read the Quran. He said, don't they reflect on the Quran. Reading is one thing, reflecting is something else. Completely different. Allah is saying, do they not reflect on the Quran? And then see the tashbih, see the example Allah gave, see what Allah compared it to. Allah said, or is it that their hearts are locked up? قُلُوبٌ أَخْفَالُهَا خُفَل. Which is a lock. Allah said, is it that their hearts are locked up? So what does it mean? It means that if we do not reflect on the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that maybe your heart is locked up. May Allah save us from having hearts which are locked up. Because how will we understand? How will we ever understand anything if the heart is locked up? So issue of tadabbur, tafakkur. يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly, intelligent people, who are they? Not people engaged in frantic activity. يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. People who make tafakkur, who think about, who reflect on. And for all of this, stillness is very important. Sukut, sukun. So I remind myself and you, let us make this into, make a niya, inshallah, and do it starting from today. Keep a time in your day when you shut down everything, you don't meet anybody, you don't talk to anybody, you just sit quietly by yourself. Go to the masjid if you want, if that is a place of greater sukoon, usually that is a place of, you know, and don't take your phone with you. Go peacefully. Go peacefully to the masjid. Or in your house or wherever, sit, keep a time. And I'm not saying hours and hours, keep it for a few minutes, inshallah. Once you get the taste of it, then inshallah you will increase it. Keep a time when you don't meet anyone. And just sit and reflect. Make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say whatever it is, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, anything you like. But just sit and reflect and think. Think about your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, think about the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Think about your own life, where is your life going? I'm not even talking about in a religious sense. I'm talking about your life generally, where is your life going, what are you doing? Just reflect and say today, or yesterday, sit and say today, or reflect and say yesterday, the whole day, what were the things that I did which gave me some benefit? Whatever the benefit was, what were the beneficial things I did for myself yesterday? And if you can't even remember that, then that means 24 hours has gone down the drain. Seriously, did I make dua for my parents? Many of the clever Muslims, everybody thinks they can give you a goli. Everybody puts up his hand. Now, I know exactly what they are saying. They are talking about after tashahud in the salah, when we make the dua. Rabbi jalli muqima salati wa min zurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Rabbi naghfirli wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minin. Yawma yaqum. That is dua for parents. Most of the time, that dua, you are doing it completely mechanically because this is, you know, programmed into the mind. And you are waiting for the salam. So we say, did you make dua for your parents? Yes, I made dua. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Who are you fooling? My beard didn't get white by standing in the sun. So the point is that there is no time. And we have made our lives like this. Completely frantic and utterly useless. Because, if, as I said, do for yourself. I am not casting any aspersion on anybody. Maybe you lead a very useful life, good for you. But do that. Sit and think and say, yesterday the whole day passed from the time I woke up in the morning till the time I went to sleep. What was the beneficial activity that I did for myself? And I usually recommend to people, keep a notebook and write it down. Don't just leave it in your mind. Write it down. Actually write down. This is the beneficial act. This activity benefited, whatever it was. Religious benefit, spiritual benefit, material benefit, whatever it was, you write it down and say, this is what I did yesterday, which was beneficial for me, and this is the amount of time I spent in doing it. So keep that, you know, make two columns, activity, amount of time. So this is the activity I did, this is the amount of time I spent in it. And that will also give you an idea about what about the rest of the day. So you did this beneficial activity, but that took only half an hour. Now what about the other 23 and a half hours? I'm not saying that same beneficial activity has to be done for 24 hours. But instead of half an hour, if you had done it for 1 hour or 1.5 hours, you would have had three times the benefit. So some time, inshallah, for silence and some time for reflection on our own lives. And recommend this to your family as well. Tell them, sit quietly in one place. No disturbance, no talking, no asking anyone anything. Go sit peacefully and reflect. Constantly, we have made our lives into a situation where there is no silence. When we are driving a car, you are listening to something. Most people listen to music or they listen to some news channel, some FM channel. It's constantly going, kya, 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 kya. You don't even know. If I ask you, what did you hear in the last half an hour, can you repeat one word out of it, you have no idea. But some noise happening. Even, for example, somebody was, no, I was listening to this great Islamic lecture. Okay, very nice. So you're listening to the great Islamic lecture of Mirza Yavar Beg, Now you finish the lecture, what did he say, what did you learn? Again zero. Because that listening also was mechanical. Or somebody says, no, they put on a Quran tape, so I was listening to the Quran. You listen to the Quran? Okay, stop the tape. Which surah is it? What was the last ayat you heard? Zero. So everything is mechanical. Everything is mechanical. You just put on a tape, that is the idea. No, my suggestion is, even if you are driving, don't put on it. Don't, no tape, no Quran, no lecture, no bayan, no dars. Sit in silence. Sit in silence and reflect on your own life. There is enough time to listen to bayans and lectures and Quran and whatnot. You sit in silence and reflect on your life. Where am I going? Where is my life taking me? What beneficial activity did I do yesterday? Keep the notebook and discipline yourself and say, this is what I am going to do. Half an hour I will sit quietly, just dhikr of Allah, and I will reflect on this. Where is my life taking me? Inshallah, Mustan, if you do this, then you see the benefit of this. It will give you direction, it will give you energy, it will give you, it will take you to, you know, it will help you to focus on things which are really important in your life and then move ahead in that, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for you to do this and to keep you consistently on it. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll talk about consistency. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.